Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today, I want to talk about a cultural fit at work. Have you ever been working with a person that just can't seem to get along with anybody in the office? These people represent what I'll call a cancer inside of the companies that they work for. Because what they're doing is they're creating animosity. And that animosity ultimately results in a hostile work environment. And so what we know about people like this, if they go unchecked, they can destroy a company from the inside out. Now, if you've interviewed the person, the question you have to ask yourselves, were there any signs that you should have noticed? Because the interview process is incredibly important. Because that is your opportunity to make sure that not only that are they a fit in terms of skill set, but are they a fit in terms of culture? So I'm currently in the process of interviewing candidates for a position on my team. And obviously, skill set is the first thing we're looking for. But again, if that cultural fit isn't there, it's a deal breaker for me. So one thing you want to look at, maybe the person that you're bringing on has an unbelievable skill set, and maybe the cultural fit isn't perfect. But the question you have to ask yourself is, does this person peacefully, or can this person peacefully coexist with the other people around them? Maybe they're not going to be best friends. Maybe they're not going to be hanging out every day together. But can they peacefully coexist? If you've got a group of outgoing people that are part of your team or part of your workplace, and you're bringing someone in that's an introvert, if they're simply an introvert, that doesn't mean they won't fit. It just means they're not going to be the same as everybody else, which is okay. The problem you have to look for is disruption. So if you have a group of people that keep to themselves, and that's who you work with, and you've got this sort of loud, obnoxious person that you're going to bring on, that may be an issue. But the other way around may not be an issue. So what we want to do is you want to stack the deck so that you minimize the probability that you're going to bring someone in that's not a good cultural fit. And so one thing you can do is incorporate what I'll call a robust interview process. And that means that the candidate you're bringing in should potentially meet with a large group of people. And within that group, you want people above them. You want people who work alongside them. And you also want to include people that will be reporting into them ultimately, so they're below them on the corporate ladder. And maybe that's just a discussion and it's not a formal interview, but you at least want to give them the opportunity because they will give you a different perspective very often than others will. And if you're interviewing with the CEO of a company, you're going to act a certain way. If you're interviewing with or talking to someone that will ultimately be reporting to you, that's a very different dynamic, and that's a very important dynamic. And what it provides is just the opportunity to have a candidate observed from different perspectives. And in doing so, you can uncover some red flags along the way. Then a determination can be made whether you address those red flags and try to work through them, or you continue your search and move in a different direction. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe. And from there, they can get to iTunes or Stitcher. They're linked right on the website. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on cultural fit, but we're going to talk about cultural fit within a romantic relationship. But for today, I just want you to think about that cultural fit at work. The interview is your best opportunity to get a sense of what it's all about. Just make sure that if you are putting an interview process in place, that it's an in-depth process where a lot of people are involved and you can really get a good look at what you're bringing into your organization. Because left unchecked, bad things can really happen by bringing in the wrong person.